To be honest, yeah, just from the experience I have, the experience that we got coming back, yeah, I'll say so. I feel like it's even more excitement, you know, knowing what type of team we have coming back, knowing, you know, we got a chip on our shoulder. I'm just ready to get after it, man. And each and every day I've been hyped. Like, I've been too excited. I've been hyped more than the kids, seeing us, to be honest.
All this garbage about do or die or about more about, like, bust, you know, Super Bowl or bust, all that kind of stuff. It's just so phony. I mean, anybody that says something like that has never actually accomplished anything, because they understand it's about process and it's about who you become. You know, you want to win a championship, you got to become a champion. You got to be a champion. You got to do the things that champions do. And then you go in there and fight and you let the chips fly and see if you can win it. And that's what we've been doing. You know, our guys have been doing that at a championship level. We haven't won the championship yet. Okay? Is that going to be in our future? Who knows? No one knows the future. No one's given. We're not given to know the future. Read your Bible, you know.
So you heard Lamar Jackson first. He was on with NFL Network the other day, and he's hyped about this roster. He thinks it's the best team that he's been on with the Ravens. And then Harb, super focused on the word bust. He doesn't like it. He's not happy about it. He don't want to hear about it. But we're going to talk about it. And sorry, Harbs, I apologize in advance, but is this the best team that Lamar Jackson's been on paper?
I mean, look, he's been a part of some teams that have had lofty, lofty expectations, and we can't be too prisoner of the moment. I mean, 2019, this time in 2019, nobody was talking that way. Hell, it was the first season he was ever going to be a week one starter. But by week 10 or week 12, it's certainly people talking about this might be the best team in football, and they were doing things that were unprecedented, right? They set out to revolutionize the game. And in terms of what they were doing with the run game, they did it. He should have won three MVPs. You're part of MVP seasons. That means there's some people around you generally who are pretty damn good too in this sport, maybe not so much in some other sports. And yeah, they're developing wide receivers now, which they hadn't done for decades. So certainly having that taking place while he's hitting his prime, with an offensive line that looks pretty stable and a freak of nature running back. a defense that was horrible for 10 weeks last year and then got respectable. The level of coaching that they have here. It stands to reason that this could be, on paper, the best cast he's had. Now, they've got a tough start to the schedule. That could be a problem. Special teams could undermine some of this. Specialists in particular could undermine some of this. And injuries could undermine this by the time we actually get through this thing. But there's no hiding from the fact that they've built what they think. Whether they want to thump their chest and say it out loud, okay, that's fine. I understand how that game's played. But internally, in there, I think they feel like we'll put our 90 against anybody else's 90. When we get down to 53, we'll put our 53 against anybody. And while we're playing games, our best 11 on either side of the ball against your best 11, yeah, we feel pretty good about that too.
Well, if you're just going in the Lamar Jackson era and you're looking at the two teams with the best records in this stretch, it was 2019, which you brought up. They were 14-2. If you're talking skill positions, it's night and day. When you got Hollywood Brown, Miles Boykin, Seth Roberts, heck, Mark Ingram.
Willie Snead.
With all due respect to Mark Ingram, who was a Pro Bowler and really good that year, he's no Derrick Henry. Yeah, they had strong tight ends. Defensively, you're patching it together. LJ Fort, Josh Bynes trying to get that. I don't think it's really close there. Then you get to the other team, and that's 2023. And I still would take the weapons this year compared to that year. That was when Zay was a rookie. Mm-hmm. Rashad Bateman at that point was what? Odell was already done. Nelson Aguilar and running backs, Gus Edwards, Justice Hill. I'm taking their linebackers because remember they had Patrick Queen to go along with Roquan Smith at that point. But if you look at this team as a whole, and is it perfect? No. Do we have question marks about the special teams, like you were saying, Jason? Maybe consistent pass rush, sure. But if you're talking on paper, comparing it to those two teams, 2025 is better.
So You know, in my opinion, yeah, I think this might be the on paper the most talented team that they've had. Now, granted, part of that, I'm influenced by what I think Malachi Starks can be, what I think Mike Green can be. The offense, and we'll get to the Isaiah Likely of it all in a few minutes, yeah. But what I think this offense can be when they're firing all cylinders and they have everything, and as you said, Jason, and even Monk mentioned it when he talked the other day. He's like, you know, the Keaton Mitchell of it all. He goes, well, we didn't have Derrick 2 years ago. Well, they got Derrick Henry now, and Derrick Henry's an absolute freak. So, like, and Lamar is 28 years old. I don't see him dropping off. So, yeah, I think that this team on paper, and there are things that can derail it. But right now, as we sit, I think this is the best roster he's had.
Yeah. I mean, now look. Ronnie Stanley goes down week 3 or something like that.
And they don't have a real
swing tackle. And now Rosengarten goes over there and he feels like he's playing left-handed and not right-handed. And the right tackle's not as good as Rosengarten was. Like, we're into week 6 and none of these kickers looked the part and they've cost them a game or two. Like, we're into week 10 and it's clear that Oway doesn't have a future here and Van Noy looks like as old as he is. And there's a lot of pressure on them to add something at the deadline. Like, I don't think, yeah, like, the margins are always slim in this sport. So, like, I don't think it takes doomsday scenarios to make the difference between winning and losing even slimmer than it is now. I'm not saying that they won't have work to do. But there's too many people who know this game too well who think they're one of the three best teams on the planet to discount that.
It's also worth pointing out, though, this team, after being ravaged with injuries for a few years, these past couple seasons, they've been healthy. They've been really, really healthy. So can they continue to stay healthy?
Yeah. It's a big if.
A lot of this is out
of your control.
Yeah, it's luck.
Absolutely. Sure.
We saw, and as I was driving back from the facility, Bone, you brought up, 2021?
Yeah, Peters and Gus Edwards.
And Justice Hill all lost in that practice, like 4 plays apart. Well, 2 of them were back-to-back plays, and all of a sudden your
stuff happens.
Yeah, your season's kind of derailed because they brought in the AARP running backs.
Yeah, Latavius Murray, Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, man, Devonta Freeman. It was a good time to be alive.
Fun. Yeah. Look, it. Unfortunately, between now and the first regular season game, that there's going to be more injury scares. There's going to be a card or two. There's going to be more MRIs. That's the business that they're in.
Ravens back on the practice field today. They are in pads, which is interesting because allegedly you're not allowed to have padded practice 3 days in a row. But I don't know. I've had multiple people say, I thought you can't practice in pads 3 days in a row.
But
you're not the only
one.
I'm
not sitting there expecting the CBA anymore.
Yeah, the union's got a lot going on.
Sassy's got it locked down.
Yeah, there he is.
Who's running the show at the union shop, Jason?
That's a good question.
Yeah, like, what the hell's going on there?
I mean, they're still union reps, who, you know, are active players in the locker room, but...
Look. They are out there. We will hear from them a little later. By the way, no Zay Flowers practicing today. He seemed to come up lame at the end of practice yesterday. Looked like he was walking it off, but at this time of year, you're not going to have a guy practice the day after that. So we will get to the Isaiah Likely at all in just a few minutes. But guest-wise on today's show, 2:30. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Savannah Bananas are coming to town this weekend.
I'll be there Saturday night.
Yes, they're playing Friday and Saturday at Camden Yards. Their head of baseball ops, assistant coach Adam Verrant, is going to join us at 2:30 to talk about banana ball. Ryan Ripken, he's part of our BBT crew. He joins us at 4:30. And Cordell Woodland, who was out at one winning drive for Ravens camp, we'll talk to him at 5:30.
Yeah, we've got everything covered. We'll have full Orioles postgame sound and highlights and everything else when this game wraps up. They're halfway through it right now. And obviously, we continue to monitor the trade deadline, which is very close for a team that, by my count, is yet to deal a position player.
Yeah, three pitchers.
They only have like 6 of them who they could trade. And so far, it's just relief pitchers.
Yep. 3 arms. We got 28 hours till the deadline.
and they got a taxi squad of guys
in Chesapeake. Yeah, Chesapeake. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They brought a bunch of dudes just in case. The cavalry is almost here.
That's what we thought we would be talking about on August 1st. Jordan Adams and Taron Vavra about to join the team.
Coming up next, more from Lamar Jackson, spoke to NFL Network, and we do have to get to the Isaiah Likely of it all. When will we see Isaiah Likely in a Ravens uniform? We will give you our best guess next here on The Fan.